الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on August 6, 2023, with a meeting with the commander's crew and families of the 86th flotilla of the Islamic Republic of Iran's Navy. During the period of Pahlavi and Qajar rule, we had no knowledge about the sea and its capacities, despite the country's vast coastal areas and maritime resources. The Navy was preoccupied with other things. Fortunately, you didn't experience those days. There were some fair, honest people who told us what's going on in the Navy back then. There were no signs of these kinds of achievements back then. This accomplishment was presented and provided for our forces by the revolution. So the next lesson was a lesson about the revolution. The revolution saved the sea and seafaring from being put aside and forgotten in Iran. The next lesson from your achievement was your presence, which brought security. Your presence in remote areas at the far ends of the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans contributed to the country's security. You proved that the sea belongs to everyone and that the high seas do not belong to certain people. If the superpowers were able to, they would even register the oceans in their own name so that the others would have never access to them. Monopolization of the areas belonging to all humanity is one of the characteristics of the United States and the superpowers. You showed the falseness of this.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Of course, hostile actions were taken against you during this journey to hinder your mission and or to ruin it, but you overcame them. You proved that the high seas belong to everyone. One of the clear results of your work was that you showed that the high seas belong to everyone. They say, we won't allow certain ships to pass through certain straits. Nonsense. Why? The high seas belong to everyone. Everyone should be able to travel through them. People should be able to travel back and forth. The sea and the air must be free for all nations. Security for shipping and maritime transport must be ensured for all countries. Today, the U.S. attacks all tankers and helps maritime smugglers. What they are doing is a major violation. They do this in our region, and we are aware that they are doing this more or less in other places as well. These are violations of an international human law that cannot be disregarded.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all the ways that were wrong. You've done.